This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio. And, guys, have we got a jam-packed show for you this evening. So, it's a reality special. I am bringing you the latest tea. And I've got an exclusive with Married at First Sight UK, Peggy Rose. Let's get the tea on the recent breakup. And then, fresh out of Love Island All Stars, I've got Tyler joining us. Ellen, how are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you, Bobby?
I am really, really good. But first, you know how we all start Access, guys. We like a little bit of showbiz news. And this week is no different. And we are joined by the lovely Sasha Morris, head of showbiz at Daily Express. How are you, Sash?
Hello, yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. Thank you for coming into the studio this evening.
Thank you for having me again.
You're so welcome. You always bring the tea, and I'm here for it. So, Sasha, my love, what is going down in Celeb Town this week?
So we've got Celeb Big Brother is back.
Oh, rumour mill's getting a little bit rife now.
Yes, and I've been watching out. I mean, I felt like there were so many different names being chucked out there. Mm-hmm. But there is a proper list. The Sun's done, leaked list. And
I knew this was coming.
Yes, I'm literally, I've been like refreshing. But yeah, so it looks like it will be X Factor reunion for Sharon Osbourne and Louis Walsh.
Can I just say, on terms of that, with two journos in the studio, how likely is that, do you think, as journos? Because me, the other side of the camera, so to speak, I would think it was weird to get both two X Factor judges, to get Louis and, I mean, they get on. Sharon and Louis have notoriously got on for years.
Oh, they would.
So
be,
they would have a lovely old time in the house. So to get paid as well, happy days.
Yes.
But ITV must be, that checkbook must be writing some zeros.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see Sharon doing it for a tenner.
I was just about to say, Sharon, I cannot see Sharon doing it.
No.
I feel like she's totally different now to the way she was, like, even when she was on The X Factor. If you see her in interviews recently, she's very demure, very quiet, sheltered. And I can't see her being in a madhouse, basically, but where they're going to pair her with a load of random people.
I loved mouthy Sharon, but you know what? If I was booking Celebrity Big Brother, and obviously I'm not, and maybe this is why ITV haven't got me booking it, love a little bit of Lou, babes. But Louie, I'd save you for next year. If I've secured Sharon Osbourne, I'd throw in Danny Minogue.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Fucking let's get the cat amongst the pigeons.
Oh, my God.
Because Sharon, I don't think... Well, it was a rumoured celeb feud, which takes me on nicely to Bobby on the Street this week, but more on that later. But Sharon and Danny in the Big Brother house, I'm here for it.
Oh, that would be so good. But also, I kind of would love to see Sharon with Louis because they're friends outside of, like, The X Factor. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if you were in there with a close friend, would you kind of, after a while, forget your... like in the house, you'd forget about the cameras and you'd be going through the tea and the gossip with
Sharon
your
won't
but then
forget.
Do you have it that they kind of will just go off and do their own thing? Because if you've got someone that you know you're really close to, well, they just end up not really mingling as much.
Yeah.
Like, they've got a really nice dynamic, which obviously we've all seen.
Yeah.
But will it just be that, I mean, everyone, you tend to do it. Like, if you go to a party and you know you've got your friend there, you just might end up standing in the corner with your friend for a bit.
Yeah.
So I feel like it could be a little bit, it could swing either way.
But if they was both bringing it, which they would, because, no, not that I know either of them personally, but I think very, very good friends.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if they kind of sectioned themselves off from the house and kind of just, I can imagine them sat on a bench in the garden,
that's
just
the
wiping the floor. Get the content. Because
that's the content we want.
As an editor and a producer,
totally.
I'd be showing that shit. But in terms of forgetting cameras, there's one thing I know about Sharon. She has been about, no shade, too long in the game to ever forget there's a camera on her. But I just want to know the tea. I would sit with Sharon. I'd buy her a dinner. So. Sharon, if you're listening, I'll take you out. On
Nando's.
Me. It can be a Sharon, wherever you want, girl. Ivy, McDonald's, you name it. The celeb stories she must have, fucking hell.
I don't think she'd worry about telling them.
Oh,
either.
She wouldn't give a toss.
She's never been one to hold back. Like, I feel like she's going to drop some good stuff in there. And him too, because I feel like he loves a gossip about stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I reckon he's the right bitch.
Oh, yeah, my God. Be whispering totally. To each other.
So, X Factor aside, Sash, who else is on the speculation list?
So, Fern Britton.
Oh, loved
morning.
Her. Yeah.
So, might be talking a little bit of Philip Schofield. Oh. They obviously feuded for quite a long time. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then, slightly random one, but Kate Middleton's uncle, apparently, her mum's brother, is going in. I mean, I feel like obviously on The Express, we're very royals and we are just talking Kate Middleton non-stop. Where is she? What is she doing?
Yeah.
Is she okay? So I feel like everyone's going to be waiting to see if he sort of spills a little bit on
Did
her.
Did you see she was trending on Twitter today? And I was
What's she done?
I was like, what's going on?
No one's seen her for weeks.
We haven't seen her. Has she left the house?
Left the house. Like she's in, maybe Kate Middleton is doing Big Brother.
Maybe she's already in the house.
Fucking hell, ITV. Their budget ain't that big.
What a book.
Fucking hell. Meghan Markle.
The rumour mill is absolutely flying, honestly. If you get a spare minute, have a look down
it's
your Twitter.
Funny.
Oh,
so
it's so
funny. Some people have said that she was spotted in that Willy Wonka. World.
I've not seen her. When I've been mooching around B&M, and everyone knows I love a bit of B&M. Mm. Not an ad, but B&M, if you're listening, I'm up for the socials. I love a bit of B&M. Own bargains and all. Mm. But I've not seen Kate round there. No. So why do they think she's missing? She's meant to be recuperating, isn't she? So she's not going to be running around Oxford Street in Selfridges.
There's no photos. And I think that, you know, because after, obviously, when she had all three kids, they wheeled her out pretty much.
True.
The day after.
On the day after.
Yeah.
Noted, I think she had a little blow dry done, but I mean, you would do. But when they stand at, what's it called? The Lido wing? The Lindo wing? They always used to stand at the door and hold their baby.
Yeah.
I think Glam was in there. But you're Kate Middleton. Fucking hell, I'd want Glam, and I'm not Kate Middleton.
Well, people were speculating that she went for a BBL.
She's been to Istanbul. You've been Turkey, Kate. Get in touch. Yeah. I know you love this show.
There's going to be a lot of before and after photos going around when we see her again.
Oh, you've got to love social media.
Yeah, honestly, so it has been very entertaining.
It really
is so funny.
We don't know. But and then other people for Celeb Big Brother. We've got a Corrie star. We've got Colton Smith from Corrie. We've got Ekin-Su from Love Island.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then a few more slightly random ones. So we've got Nikita Kuzmin from Strictly, David Potts from Ibiza Weekender. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Heartstoppers Bradley Riches. ZZ Mills, who's a cultural commentator.
What does that mean, cultural?
I was hoping that
Alan Titchmarsh. What's that man I listen to hungover on a Sunday? Blue Planet.
Do you?
Oh, hungover. Who's that man? There. David Attenborough.
Oh, my God. How did you forget him?
Oh, I know. Bless
him.
He's
a national treasure.
In his baby blue shirt. He loves a baby blue shirt.
He does.
I bet that's an ad.
Yeah. Collab with baby blue.
Yeah, Burton's.
And then we've got Lauren Simon from Real Housewives of Cheshire, Levi Roots from Dragon's Den, and then someone who I had to Google because I have no idea, Marisha Wallace, who's on Broadway apparently. Ooh. I'm thinking that they've brought her in because maybe she did a little interview and they thought she could be a bit of a firecracker and she might sort of get things stirred up a bit.
They need a few firecrackers, but all we do know, the only thing that's confirmed is this time next week they'll be in the ass.
Yeah.
And we will be sat here spilling the tea. So moving on from CBB, I think we've got time for one more, Sash.
Yeah.
What else has gone down in Celeb Town?
So this is US and it's just a very juicy story. So I was reading about this earlier. So Miley Cyrus's mum, I don't know if you guys follow this, but her whole family's feuding with each other. So her mum Tish married Dominic Purcell from Prison Break.
Mm-hmm. Is that the fit one? No, it ain't the fit one.
I mean,
with the eyes.
He's bold. He's quite good looking, to be fair.
The thick one.
Yeah. It depends on what your type is,
My type.
With the eyes.
Yeah, the Tiffany box eyes. Is that who I'm thinking about? The bald one, the thick one?
Yeah, I think so.
He had tattoos, he had a bit of a sleeve going. What? Her mum shagging him.
Well, so they're married.
Shut up. Lucky cat.
Well.
So they, at the wedding, only half the kids turned up. So Miley, Trace and Brandy turned up. Noah Brayson went to Walmart instead.
No.
Everyone was going, why have they, what's the deal with this? So apparently, not confirmed, this is a US Weekly exclusive. apparently, Tish, so Noah was going out with her daughter was going out with Dominic Purcell, and her mum nicked him from her.
What?
So they were apparently going out, and she dropped
him. So the daughter was shagging
the
husband, allegedly.
No, the daughter, her daughter. So yeah, so her daughter was with Dominic Purcell.
Was getting rattled by the husband,
and then her mum nicked him.
Fuck a duck.
How awkward is that?
Oh, so it lucky it weren't a wedding in Essex, because I would have turned up and it should have been me. I don't want to take on Miley. She's had a lovely old couple of weeks. She's got her ME. Yeah. I don't want to have a scrap with her in the churchyard. Us rolling around in the graves.
That's too much.
Let the mum have the husband.
How
but fucking
old is
ill.
The mum? Do you know?
I think she's 50. She's in her 50s.
What age is he?
He's in his 40s. So she's been a little cougar.
But yeah. To be fair, and I mean 50 is the new 40. 40 yeah. is the new 21, which means I'm not even born yet.
Yeah.
But the mum is beautiful. And she looks beautiful. Very... I can see Miley in her. You don't need Jeremy Kyle for a DNA test there.
Yes.
That is the mum.
Totally. And she doesn't look in her 50s at all, does she?
No.
She looks like a hot early 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah.
So, like, what are we saying? What's the word on the street? Do you think it's true?
So they reached out for comment. Nobody's responded, which I always think.
As a journo, what do you think that means?
Because
you guys have journos.
Yeah, I feel like when there's no truth to it whatsoever, they're very quick
to
be like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
when you get a decline to comment or they don't respond, you're a bit like,
Yeah, they're pulling a royal family. Do you know, when they don't say anything, they're just like, let's hope it dies down.
So in a newspaper or a magazine office, if you was all sat there, and you get a juicy story. If you get a no response, do all you journos sit there? You're like, yeah. Because I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Same.
Yeah.
What do you mean, same? It's your job.
Oh!
That is your job, Ellen. Daily Mail's Ellen.
I am the fly on the wall and I'm here to spill the tea.
Because I'd love to know what all you girls and boys say. When you don't get a response, I bet you're thinking, and not about this story in particular, so don't come for me, Miley, and your team. But generally, if you don't get a response, I bet you will think, well, yeah, we're pretty much.
Yeah.
Is there any smoke with about fire, Sash?
Well, I mean, it's always when you get a no comment from us, you're like, okay, interesting.
Fishy.
But yeah. I mean, with this story, I mean, Tish did say, I dropped him a DM, and that is what they're saying happened, but just while she's going out with her daughter.
That's so weird.
Just taking this back, the fact that this is now a story, and as you girls know, for something to be a story and make it to print, someone's done their own work a little bit. Someone ain't just come up and thought, fuck it, it's a slow news day, let's just make something up.
Yeah.
Is there photos of them together? Did anyone speak about it? Like, why do we think that the husband of the mum was...
Previously with the daughter.
That's a very nice way of putting it, Ellen.
You're welcome. Yeah, there is photo evidence, isn't there?
Oh. I haven't seen any photos.
There's photos of the daughter with him.
Oh,
but
really?
Like, obviously that's you her stepdad or whatever.
Oh god, that makes it so fucked up.
I know, isn't that?
Yeah.
Are you not gonna go around for tea anytime soon?
Oh,
are you?
No.
Like, too close for comfort.
I can't bear it. I'm gonna have to move. I'm gonna have to it
Imagine
certainly
Christmas.
Is.
I
Lovely.
Know, yeah.
Fuck me over the turkey. Right, moving on from that before I cringe anymore. One last story, Sash.
Yeah, so you guys will have seen. So Adele's broken everyone's hearts.
Again?
Postponed more shows because she's not very well. So it's the shows in March. So it's 10 shows, which she's going to reschedule. But her tickets are very, very, very expensive. And I would be fuming if it were me. Because,
how much are her tickets?
£10.
Breaking the bank.
Vegas. So I was having a look. So obviously, I mean, they start going wild as soon as people start trying to nab them off other people. It goes into the thousands.
Oh, God.
But I think baseline was like $400. So it's not cheap.
And it's mostly the hotels and everything, because people would have bought all of that stuff already.
Yeah. I mean, even the London ones are going for like over £200. So, obviously she'll do it. She'll make sure that she reschedules. But if you're looking forward to it, it's a
it's
lot
like
of
Vegas.
It's sad. You would be gutted. I remember I had tickets for me and Mummy Norris too. And I was like going to the last show of an artist.
Yeah.
So, because I always think by then they're like, right, we've had a really good run, and they kind of think, fuck it, let's go full in. Like, they go balls deep.
Yeah.
So I'd got me and mum tickets for hotel. I can't remember when it was, but then she come down with Saints River, throat, bless her. Mm. And I was like, as gutted as me and mum were, let the Queen rest.
Yes.
You're Adele.
Yes.
And I will see you one day. And do you know what? She's not one. I don't want her slut dropping around the O2.
No.
I just want your voice. And if your throat's sore, you're Adele. That's your money maker.
Yeah, totally.
So if you're listening, Adele, get well soon, darling. Mm. And come and do a show at the O2 for me, because I love you. And if you want to come on Access, I'd love to have you on. Sasha, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Always a pleasure with you, my love.
Thanks,
we'll see you very soon.
Yeah,
Bobby on the Street. He's the only Bobby on the Street you can trust.
God.
So, guys, this week, Bobby on the Street, I don't know if you've seen in the press, but Katie Price has spoke out, because it was always alleged and rumoured that she didn't get on with Jodie Marsh or that there was a feud. And Kate's come out and she was like, I've never had a problem with Jodie. And I love that Kate's just come out and called it out. She was like, no, other people made it a thing. So it got me thinking, for Bobby on the Street this week, I want to know what everyone's fault in London Town is on celebrity feuds. Who is your favourite celebrity feud? Now, before I play my little clip, I'm going to go to both of you very, very quickly as we run out of time. Ellen, favourite feud of all time? Celebs.
Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Oh, that was such a good one.
Sasha.
Oh, God. I mean, Katy Price and Jodie Marsh is always the gift that kept on giving.
But it was never true, Kate said.
Really? I mean,
that's something that somebody who has a feud with someone would say.
Right, guys, on that note, I'm going to tell you what London Town is saying about celeb feuds. Here we go, Bobby on the Street. Guys, what a steamy show we've got in store. Ellen, I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
It's a reality special. Now, you're like me. Mm-hmm. We love a little bit of reality.
Oh, we do.
And we've got two of the biggest shows on TV right now.
We've
got Married at First Sight.
Yep.
Did you see the reunion dinner the other night?
Did I what? Oh. I was waiting weeks for this.
Yes, we both were. We were sat there on Tenderhooks.
It was juicy, right?
Juicy.
What did you think about the curing? we were presuming Tasha was getting engaged, and that just went tits off, didn't it?
I know, but I mean, fair play to whoever edited that show. Very good production team there, because like someone zoomed in and just showed the corner
box.
Of the box.
Yeah.
Not even the full box, because by the time it got to that, and the minute he got the box out, I was like, there's no ring in there. I know a ring, but I've never been proposed to.
No.
Or was the bride's not even been a bridesmaid? That's bullshit lies. I ain't even a bridesmaid anymore. Anyway, gonna move on, because I could talk all night. So we're gonna go to a trail, and then we are gonna get, there's no point us sitting here tossing over the old ideas of what we thought. Let's get Peggy and someone that sat and had dinner and drinks at that very night. But until then, let's have a break for two. Guys, don't go anywhere.
Access All Areas continues next. Foo Bar Radio.
Hey!
Foo Bar Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Oh, yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you thought, I'm going to shave off 10 years.
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told Jim? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running round.
Except you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 90.
Yeah, you'd be 90. I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn." What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary.
It was an amazing experience, and I was very pleased we did it. We wrote, the office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
Every single one said it's really necessary for them to come. The
Dating Show. I'm friends with a fair few exes, and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's, timing is everything with that.
I think it depends what you cast as a friend. Yeah, are you talking about someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, isn't that a bit weird?
I think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level of friend. You can be friends with someone, but you can't be, like, best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff, but I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Absolutely, guys, you just heard it. It is FUBAR Radio and we are live and this is Access All Areas. Now, my next guest is Miss Peggy from Married at First Sight UK, and I'm so excited to have her in the studio. Now, Peggy, I want to start by saying, I hope you don't mind, I slid into Peggy's DMs to arrange this interview.
You did.
What did you think?
Complaining, was that, Bobby?
When Bobby slid in, did you think, fuck me, what's he want?
No, I just thought, oh no, these TOWIE rumours have gone too far.
Now, Pegs, obviously, I'm going to start by talking about it because this is Peggy's first interview since the breakup.
It is. Yes.
This is an exclusive. Babes, I want you to put your tits on the table and tell us...
Not literally,
no. I'm on the other bus. I know it's shocking. Everyone thinks I've got a wife and three kids, but I haven't.
Yeah, you're so masculine, aren't you?
I know.
It's so weird.
So, Pegs, this is your time to literally tell me, more importantly, and Ellen, than everyone, but let everyone out there know what's gone down, because everyone's speculating, it's tit for tat.
I know, and this, do you know what, it's really upsetting because I didn't want it to get like this. Yeah. I wanted it amicable, and I said to George, as soon as he broke up with me, can we announce it together, amicably, on Instagram? I don't want to go to the press, I don't want to sell no stories, let's just do it like adults. Mm-hmm. We've split up, we've parted ways, that's it.
Yeah.
And I was willing to protect him and, not mention the dirt or anything like that. But then I see something on Valentine's Day.
Oh, what did you say? Not roses, I'm guessing, and Belgium chocolates.
Oh, God. No, he sent me those as well.
Oh, nice.
It was the kind of... I'm sorry flowers, not the flowers,
not pity flowers.
No.
Was there a card with the flowers?
Yeah, there was a card with the flowers. There was a separate card as well, like, thank you for teaching me love and things like this.
Oh, okay.
It was sweet, and it would have been sweet, but it was one of the ones where I was actually away.
Okay.
For the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Valentine's, I went away, and I said that to George, but he can't remember, because obviously he was preoccupied with something else.
Can I quickly jump in? And I don't want to ruin your flow because you're doing great, Gil. But when you say preoccupied and you mention that there was dirt, for anyone that hasn't read or seen, what was the dirt? What did you find out? Or what was you told?
Oh, do you know what? I didn't want to come out with it because I wanted to protect George. But when I see what I see on Valentine's, I just thought, why should I protect a liar anymore?
Right.
I'm sure I'll come out with it. And I tried to do my statement on Instagram amicably still.
Yeah.
And said, like, we've parted ways. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for following us on our journey. Mm. And then he came out with the article the next day, straight on my case,
right,
saying I'm this, I'm that. And I just thought, wow, like, how you can have the audacity to do that when I protected you for so long.
Is this the article where he called you
a
calculated
narcissist,
manipulator, and a narcissist?
Oh.
Yeah, that's the one. Gaslight a narcissist.
That's stuff.
All of the terms that are overused nowadays, people just throw them like they're nothing.
Yeah.
But it's character defamation.
Yeah.
And if I was of those things, why did George still want me back? Why was he sending me Valentine's stuff? You know, it didn't make sense. He was even trying to talk to me after he wrote that article the same day.
Oh, wow.
And as soon as that evening when I see the article, I blocked him.
Right, yeah.
And I don't want to talk to him again. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why would I? And he's been messaging the other cast, like, can you check in on her, see if she's okay? Well, if I'm all those nasty things, why? It's mind games.
Yeah.
You know when somebody accuses you of something,
they're
doing it themselves, or it's them themselves. I've had enough with the emotional abuse and the mind games, and I don't want to speak to him ever again.
So, babe,
unless I had a public apology.
Yeah.
I will not be speaking to George ever again.
What did you find out, though? What brought this on? Because I feel like something's happened and there's rumours. I don't know if you've said things on social.
Yeah, so, I mean...
So what's gone down?
Don't let George fool you into thinking that Taylor was a boy. Taylor is a boy. It's his boy, mate. Get that? You want to have a beef with him in the summer? That's fine. Mm-hmm. He put a story up saying, for your information, everyone, this is Taylor Moore. That's not the Taylor I was talking about, George.
Just for the listeners who don't know what we're talking about right now, you found out after George was away for a day or 2 days or something with this friend. He made out that he has two friends. One, they're both called Taylor. Yeah. One is a girl and an ex-girlfriend. And the other is a boy.
Yeah, so George has a boy mate called Taylor. Mm-hmm. And he's never mentioned anything else about a girl called Taylor.
Okay.
George takes Taylor to High Dingo Bingo.
So boy Taylor or girl Taylor?
Well, I thought it was a boy Taylor.
But it wasn't boy Taylor.
No, it wasn't boy Taylor.
It was ex-girlfriend Taylor.
And he took her to bingo.
Well, at this point, I didn't know she was an ex-girlfriend.
Right.
George told me that she was just a friend. Okay. And a friend that is married to a Marine.
Okay.
So I thought, that's fine.
Oh, I love a Marine.
I trust him. I went out with a
Marine. We digress. Sorry. But carry on.
I just thought, do you know what? I trust him. And I thought nothing of it. I just thought, well, I'm a bit taken aback by him saying it was Taylor and knowing full well that I would naturally assume it's his boy mate Taylor.
Right.
Of course. Yeah,
he's never mentioned a girl called Taylor before in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he takes a High Dingo Bingo and he sends me a video and it's all very sexual innuendos. And she's not in the video. You can hear her laugh in the videos. And I thought, oh, this is taking the piss a bit. Like, sorry to swear.
No, we love it here. We encourage it.
And I just thought, this is taking the mic a little bit. Anyway, she posts a story up of them two together.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
Was you follow? I guess because you didn't know her from a bar of soap, you weren't following her. But
no.
Have you now found out people that do follow her that she posted something on the stories?
Yes. So I didn't... Schoolgirl
error.
Yeah.
So do you think George wasn't posting photos while he was with her? He was staying very silent. Would he have usually if he was with a guy friend?
Oh yeah. George is very active on socials. Okay. Very active. Like he'll tell you what he's eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks and all sorts. Like even stuck in the middle of the night, he'll tell you everything.
Okay.
So for him not to post anything with her was a bit like, I had no idea what she looked like.
Well, and you didn't know her. You didn't know her. She didn't exist.
No, I thought she was a boy. So it comes as a bit of a shock to me. Anyway, I thought, no, I trust George. And then he went, oh, yeah, so I'm going to a Christmas event with Taylor 2 days after. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, okay. And I thought, ooh. Didn't invite me.
Did you have a weird gut feeling? No, women do. And guys and girls, we get it.
It's so true. It's always this feeling. You know for a while before you know.
Yeah, and when your heart drops out your arsehole, you're like, nah, same cake right here.
Yeah.
And it was a horrible feeling because, you know, I'm not saying George has cheated, but I've been cheated on before.
Mm.
Same, you know the signs.
And it's a kick in the veneers, Pegs. It hurts.
It is. I mean, if I had veneers, it would be
like... No, you've got lovely real teeth. Mine look real, but they're not.
did you say they stayed overnight together in a hotel?
So George then goes to this Christmas event, doesn't invite me. I mentioned to him, bear in mind, majority of the hotels that we get are gifted. They're complimentary.
Yeah, of course.
Not many people know that, think that. But when George said about taking me to hotels, George, they're gifted. You know, a lot of them are for free if you post on your Instagram.
If you promote us.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you just tag us, whatever. Mm-hmm. Same as the meals and the restaurants.
Yeah.
And I always paid my way as well, and that really pissed me off.
Right.
Because I work hard. Mm-hmm. I don't need anybody else's money. Never have been that type of girl. Mm. Never had a Chelsea rich boy like he accused me of having as well.
It'd be nice though, wouldn't it?
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't mind a Chelsea rich boy.
I know, if you're listening, guys.
Sliding them DMs that I did pegs.
It's just the constant digs like that. I just thought, wow. And like even in France, you know, he took me to France for my birthday, but I paid my way in France.
Right.
I paid for breakfast, lunch, dinner, like,
you paid your way.
So that's what I know. Anyway, we digress.
Let's get back to the tea. So how do you know he's in a hotel with a girl called Taylor and not a guy called Taylor?
So he tells me he's going to this Christmas event with Taylor.
Yeah.
At that point, I know Taylor's a girl because okay. I saw them at Hygiene Go Bingo a couple of days before that.
Because, right. And sorry to interrupt, do you know this solely because someone's seen her story? So if she never posted that, you was never going to know this.
No, so he said, he slipped up in a mess and said, she's just won a drone.
Ah.
And I went, who's she? And I got literally the message to say, shit. Who is she? Right. And he said, Taylor. And I put in the message, I thought Taylor was a boy.
Oh.
And he was like, no, Taylor's married, she's a friend, she's married to a Marine, da 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 da. And I thought, oh, okay. At this point, I haven't seen that, what she looks like, nothing about her.
Okay.
She could be 50 years old, like I didn't know anything.
Would it have made a difference if she was? Because I'm presuming she's hot.
She's stunning.
Is she
she's
hot?
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's, and if she's with a Marine, she's doing well. Do you know what I mean?
She's beautiful. But regardless, like, George said to me, he doesn't, you know, he goes for the, you know.
Bag tits.
At the wedding day, like everyone knows the type of girl.
Oh, we've George seen the footage that George, on your wedding day. That was and so romantic.
But this is the thing, like, I'm not here to, you know, cuss George. I'm just,
oh no, we're not coating him off. You're just putting your, because no, it's when you're in the public eye, Peggy.
I don't get my
everyone has their opinion. People put things out on socials and then it becomes everyone's story apart from the person whose story it is.
Yeah.
And because I saw that this has come out so recently and you haven't spoken out, that's why I've asked you to do Access tonight, because I think it's so important for people that are being written about, whether it's in articles, social media, people talking at the water cooler at work. It has to come from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've not really...
I haven't sold anything like this. I'm not getting paid to do this today.
Yeah. No.
People naturally assume, oh, you've been paid for
money.
For stuff.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. No. And that is why I announced it on Instagram, because I could have easily gone to the papers, run straight to the papers.
Yeah.
And gone,
yeah.
I've seen this, Valentine's morning.
Yeah.
George said he was blindsided. I'm sorry, but if you see what I see, George, you would have gone a lot worse. You know, you would have sold the story left, right and centre to every single article like he does most things.
Mm.
Anyway,
we
go.
So back to the hotel. Yeah. Is it hotel with Taylor? Girl Taylor, not boy. I mean, that would be a whole other story if he was with boy Taylor.
Oh, well. Bobby'd be looking for the invite.
So he goes to this Christmas party and so he's with Taylor. I know he's gone with Taylor. Mm-hmm. I didn't get an invite. I said, can I join you at the hotel after? Because every opportunity I can get with George.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You want to nick a moment where you can.
Exactly.
Of course you do. It's Christmas. It's romantic.
Totally. It was literally 3 days before Christmas, four days before Christmas. And he went, no, babe, I'll be too drunk. It'll be too late and I'll be too drunk. And that, I thought, wow, you've never said that before.
Right.
Like, why don't you want me at this event or hotel?
Do you live far from that hotel, that event? You
40 minutes.
Okay.
I'm like 40 minutes out.
So gut feeling by this point, thinking, it's fishy. It's Billingsgate here.
Yeah.
It's fish.
Yeah. It's horrible when you're sitting at home and you know your partner's out with a girl.
Yeah.
You naturally feel sick.
Yes.
You know, it's Christmas, they're drinking, things like that. Anyway.
Some of the stuff he said in the articles as well was saying that he was kept trying to meet up with you and you were saying no. So if you offered to come and meet him at this Christmas night out and he said no, it doesn't really bode to what he was previously saying.
No, the thing is, I work. I work in the day. Like, normal people work in the day.
Yeah.
In the evening, she'll stream 3-4 times a week, you know, for 4-5 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to drive an hour and a half to George's after a day's work and watch him game.
Nah, course don't.
No, thank you.
Till 11, 12. Not,
absolutely not. You'd be bored as fuck.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I did it a couple of times, don't get me wrong. But a couple of times was enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I liked seeing him in his element.
That's what he loves.
Yeah,
and when you love someone, you want them to do what they love.
Anything you want. Like, not anything, but you'd want.
Yeah, within reason, Not taking birds to hotels.
No.
As much as you want, but
exactly, we cut the line there.
So I didn't complain about the gaming once, not once.
Mm.
The only time I ever complained about the gaming was when he said to me that he doesn't have any money because he doesn't have a job.
Mm.
And I literally just suggested, instead of spending 20 plus hours a week gaming, why don't you spend that time looking for a job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Fair. You know, so does he not make any money from gaming then?
I think he does make a small amount.
Yeah.
Less now he hasn't got the viewership from the show, because on the show, obviously, he peaked.
You
know, and he was in his element and I was buzzing for him because I was like, yes. Although, obviously, when you see it, we were fine.
Yeah.
But obviously on the show,
behind the scenes,
that was a tough part of us.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really, really happy, like really happy with the viewership, happy with more income. And I think he wanted to pursue that long-term career in gaming, but obviously because the show's finished, it doesn't get the viewership as much and it's gone back down, which must be hard to adjust to.
Yeah.
But I just suggested that he looks for other jobs instead of spending so long gaming.
Yeah.
Do that as your hobby, but just look for other work. Because the thing is, it got to a point where we couldn't go out for dinner at a restaurant unless I paid, because he didn't have the money to.
Right, okay.
And, you know, I don't want a partner that was just staying and I watch him game.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm accustomed to this amazing lifestyle.
Yeah.
I work hard and I paid for everything in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never sponged off mummy and daddy, nothing like that.
No.
Yeah. You know, that people assume.
Yeah.
I've worked my ass off.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, anyway, this hotel.
Yeah, back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel. So he doesn't message me at all this evening, but the evening of the Christmas party, I don't hear from him from about 9 onwards, nothing. And the next day, bear in mind, I had a photo shoot the next day for my new fashion collab that did launch, but
congrats on that, by
the
way, darling.
Thank
congratulations.
You know, it was a big day for me. He knew it was a big day for me. I was up all night worried, sick. So much so that I cancelled the photo shoot because I had no sleep.
Wow.
I had no sleep.
Oh,
yeah,
Peggy.
I had no sleep, honestly.
You just had that gut feeling then.
I had no sleep.
Oh, no, but when it affects your business and career, that's sad.
It was my first opportunity of, like...
Bless you, that makes me want to cry.
I know.
It was awful. I was in bits. Like, I was... You know when you're shaking?
And yes. Oh, it's the worst feeling.
And the thing is, I do live at home with my mum and dad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah... I'm 33 now. I do live at home.
Stay there as long as you can. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you, if my parents lived here, I would be there in their house.
Do you know what? I was buying a house just before COVID. Then COVID hit.
Yeah.
I had to cancel the exchange day. And I thought, well, I'm not going to leave my mum and dad during COVID. You know, I was thinking they need to eat. You know,
isolate on your own. Yeah, you'd be mad.
They need the toilet rolls and they need the
pizza. Peggy, listen, you're just starting out in this fashion career. So give it another few months and you're going to be buying a whole new house.
Because them coins are
going to
be coming in. Toilet roll aside, Peggy. So, hotel, you've got gut instincts.
Yes.
Next day, you cancel photo shoot. What happens next?
I cancel photo shoot because I messaged him, like, are you alive? You know, are you okay?
Yeah.
He then messaged me at 9:30, voice note saying, 9:30 in the morning. I don't hear nothing from him. I see stories of him at 4 a.m.
No.
On his Instagram. So, he's obviously still got battery.
But not replying to messages. Is he reading them? Did he blue tick you?
No, not even read them. But his phone's working because he's on story.
Okay. Oh. So he's on social media, but he's not messaging you back.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So
yeah,
he
exactly
does message back in the morning. What time is that?
In the morning, a voice note, 9:30, saying, hi, babe, I'm really sorry. I forgot to message you when I got back home last night.
Mm.
It's not home, it's a hotel. And then he went, actually, no, I did remember, but I just knew that you would know I got home safe. And it just, he completely contradicted what he said.
Right.
Basically, he forgot to message me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then he was like, oh no, I just knew. You know, like the mind games.
Yeah.
Oh, babe, I knew you'd be okay. You knew I would be okay and I'd be home safe.
Yeah.
And I just thought, this is just like, it just doesn't add up.
Do you know if they had separate rooms or were they sharing rooms?
I don't know if George was with her that night, but in terms of the hotel, but he went to this event with her, was acting shady, didn't want me at the event, didn't want me at the hotel, didn't message me. And me and George had this ritual where, call it sad, what you like, but we would always let each other know that we were home safe.
I don't think that's sad.
That's not sad. I did that with my partner.
I used to do that.
It's a rule.
And it was
the
thing that we both wanted and we both lived up to. Like, there wasn't a time where we didn't.
Yeah.
Unless we like had a major excuse, like battery or whatever. But it would never be like it was this night.
Right.
And you know, you just know. But I thought, no, like, I'm not happy. I've got to say, like, that's shady. And he even admitted that it was shady. Like, me, still got, I didn't go off on purpose, but I see him in London that day and I was crying my eyes out on Oxford Street. Like, you know, you just think, if anybody sees me now, I'm going to look like a nutter.
And I saw him.
And he was there and he was like, I'm really sorry. And I think he knew how much it affected me.
Yeah, penny dropped for him, probably.
Yeah, I was just, you know, you just, like... If I think back, I just felt really stupid. I felt mugged off. I felt like
kicking the tits.
Yeah. And I just haven't felt like that since I was 16. But in an 8-year relationship, I was.
But maybe you felt like that because you're in love, and you know, love is such, like, it's such a hard fall when something goes wrong. And do you think that there's any way that you guys will eventually get back together? And this is just a moment of
you thought something happened and it, you know, maybe he'll talk himself around again.
Well, at the time I was like, okay, I just need a couple of days space. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I need a couple of days space just to get over what's just happened. And yeah. I'm not accusing him of anything. It was acting shady. He admitted it was shady. Mm. And then a couple of days after, we were meant to be spending Christmas at his family's because it was like the 23rd of December. And he messaged me in the morning and said, I think we should take a break. And I was like, oh my God, you're saying to me we should take a break. And I was like begging him to see him. I drove 5 hours to spend Christmas with him and his family, mm. like there and back round trip. And I was like desperate for him to not be with me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're in the wrong, but I don't know why I'm.
But I still want to see you. It's Christmas. Of course, yeah, you love
and
him.
I thought if you don't see him at Christmas, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. What's
anyway,
the point?
And then he was acting just a bit different from this moment. He was acting weird. At that point, I didn't know that Taylor was who she is until Valentine's Day. Now, Valentine's Day was 2 weeks after George had ended it with me. George ended it on the 30th of January, saying he wasn't happy in our relationship. He said he wasn't happy. Now, if you're happy in a relationship, you know you're happy.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
I had to ask him, I went, George, because he was saying, oh, I feel really down. I'm just, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. I went, can I ask you a question? He went, yeah. I said, is it us? Are you happy with us? Mm-hmm. He went, I don't know.
Oh, God. Oh.
That is soul destroying.
Oh, of course it is.
I put the phone down.
Of course.
And I was
it's
like,
heartbreaking.
It is. And
I can't.
Like, but didn't you guys do a Closer magazine? When was that done? Because that came out the 9th of February.
Yes.
So when was that? Was that weeks before? Or?
George sold the story to Closer magazine.
Right.
About wanting my children and moving in together.
Mm. And what date did he sell this?
He sold this. Well, he broke up with me a week before. I see it.
So you broke up January and this story was sold in February. So what's going through your head at this point?
So you're seeing on Closer magazine basically that he wants to have children with you.
But you weren't even together.
He messaged me the day before the Closer magazine article came out and said, by the way, there's a story coming out about us tomorrow and I've said all lovely things. And I thought, okay, you've been lovely. Then when I see it, it was as if like we're still together.
Yeah.
Babies. And I was just like, I remember saying to him, like, I'm sad reading this. Like, it's lovely, but I'm sad. Like,
yeah. Of course, yeah. Because that's what you would have wanted to have heard a month before. You don't want that after he's broke up with you.
No, yeah.
You don't want to skip down to W.H. Smith's on a Tuesday, pick up Closer and read that, when he sacked it off 2 weeks before.
No, any paper we've been in, I've bought as a memory.
Of course you have, yeah, you save them.
There's one magazine I did not buy, and it was a lovely two-page spread, and I just thought, I can't believe... This is just the mind games. Anyway, and I said, since the 30th of January, when he ended it, I said, can we go announce this with our agents? Like, have a call for all of us, you, your agent, me, my agent, and discuss how we're going to release it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no. Anyway, on the 14th of January, I'm still protecting him. Mm. I find out that Taylor isn't who he said that she was. Mm-hmm. She did a hot water bottle green room, whatever it was.
What's a hot water green room?
I don't know what it's called. Hot water green bottle room or something.
What is that?
A podcast. Like a little podcast. Oh. Hot water green room.
Okay. Are we missing a trick? Do we need
one of those? I don't know. I was going to say, is that like some kind of sexual thing?
It was a podcast that George done as well. And coincidentally, she done the same podcast.
Okay.
Not long after George. And basically on the podcast says that she's dating. So...
But she's married though, isn't she?
No, well, that's what George told me.
Okay,
I find out that she's dating. She had been intimate with George. They had a past.
When?
Well, 8 years ago, they'd known each other for, and they've had history. She couldn't watch maths because she'd be too jealous.
Oh, bless her. So in this girl's defence, she's still pining for him, which makes you think, was she married to this sexy maroon? I don't know why I think he's sexy.
Why are you presuming
it
sexy?
It could be Quasimodo, but in my head, he's sexy as a maroon.
But I'm sorry, if they were together 8 years ago, you would be over it no matter how much.
Yeah, if you ain't Romeo Dunn and got closure 8 years on, girl, have a word with yourself.
Yeah.
And I just thought, wow, that's George lying to me.
Okay.
For a start, like he's taking me for a fool, thinking I'd never see this podcast. Mm-hmm. So now I know who she is. And then I'm doing the digging on the Instagram.
We've all been there. We've all been that bitch. Jessica Fletcher, fucking eat your heart out.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing like a woman or a gay scorned. We can search the social.
No, we're just like, I've become like peg detective.
Yeah.
And I look at the Instagram, then I see that she'd filmed in his apartment.
Oh, what?
They filmed YouTube OnlyFans versus the gamer in his flat with the Mario teddy that my dad bought him. I know that sounds silly.
So you know you were with him at that time because the Mario teddy. Yeah.
See, I'd love to get. I'm so sorry, just because I've got a second guesting pegs. I've got I wish I had a whole show with you.
Yes, we
but
need
I've got
to.
To ask you one last question before I let you go.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for literally bearing all and being so honest. But obviously, it's just come out, literally hot off the press, about an hour and a half ago, that Jordan and Erica have broke up. What's your thoughts on this? Did you see it coming?
So, I didn't watch the MEFS reunion for the obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch me be
happy,
loved up.
Happy with George, because I feel like a fool. Like, I feel like an absolute idiot. I didn't tell my family or friends either. Because
that's the worst
part.
You feel embarrassed.
Your mother's not going back.
Yeah, and you should. Yeah, the shame and the embarrassment. I feel you. Yeah.
Just to let you know, you didn't look like a fool.
No.
You looked so respectful, the two of you. So don't worry about
that. I remember it just being a really happy evening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully.
Well, you must have been at a different bloody show.
No, but you're as happy as a dog with two dicks. You're with your man having a lovely night.
Ye had a great time. The rest of the cast were up in a
heap. Oh, it looked a fucking nightmare.
We're at the end of the table and it all just kicked off. You know, Erica and Jordan have a very explosive relationship, you know, but every relationship has its arguments. I didn't watch it, so I'm not sure how the show went.
But from someone that... Sorry, love.
Did you expect them to break up? Because I was. I was like, they're going to break up.
I wasn't shocked when I saw it.
Do you know what? You can never tell, because I thought me and George would last forever.
True.
Yeah, true.
So I'm not actually one to comment on other people's relationships.
Right,
As long as they're happy, whether it's together or apart, I like them both individually.
Yeah. Good.
You know, Erica's my girl, and I'm a girl's girl, so I always have Erica's back. You know, Jordan probably has things to work on, but maybe they can work it out if they're not together. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I think it's been confirmed. No rumours. They've confirmed it. Yeah. Last question, then I literally have to go to my next guest. We've got a Love Island special after this, babe. It's all going on tonight, Pegs.
So busy.
But basically, I want to know. But I know what it's like after a TV show. Tom, it goes a little bit dead on the group chat. Has anything been said in the last hour and a half? Now things are in the press and it's on the socials, or maybe not even just on the group chat, privately. And you can be real with me, Pegs, because we know how it is. We sometimes just voice note people on the DL out of the chat. Has anyone said anything about the breakup? Is anyone actually shocked? What's people's thoughts? Last question.
Do you know what? I didn't even know, because I've been travelling here. Culture. I didn't even know that news...
Erica's done a statement on her story.
Erica has. Well, I know me and Erica are going to have a girls' holiday. So
yes, I'm going to come. Girls and gay. Where are we going?
Wherever.
Ibiza.
Let's go. I'm there.
Vegas.
Peggy, thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm glad you've literally come to Access All Areas and put your tits on the table. Do you feel better for it?
Do you know what? I do.
It's closure.
I feel like I should... have the right to defend myself.
Yes.
100%.
Especially after that really accusational article that he wrote.
Yeah.
It sold.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Thank you so much, babes. And you're gorgeous, by the way. If I went on the other bus,
I
would.
She's beautiful.
Anyway, guys, enough about me dreaming about being on other buses. I'm dreaming about Marines, I won't lie. We're going to go to a little break and then we are going to be back with the lovely Tyler from Love Island All-Star. I will see you in a two.
Access All Areas continues next. Boo Bar Radio.
Foo Bar Radio presents
The Dating Show.
Oh, I would love to fuck Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, but she's not a kid. She's an adult in...
Obviously. But, I mean, she's still a cartoon. But obviously, that would... Or Esmeralda from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Beautiful. Ariel from Little Mermaid. Would love to give her one.
She was a bit young.
Well, Ariel? No, she wasn't. She was a woman.
Was she?
He fucks her.
She was a... She wasn't really a woman, but yeah. But they're both young, aren't they? And they're like 18, 19.
All right, well, I mean...
You go that low, don't you?
The Dating Show, every Friday from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
If you don't want to see, I won't do that to you. If you want to hear me sing, go and check out Celebrity Karaoke. Finally, spoiler. Right, anyway, enough about me and my singing career. We are joined by the lovely Tyler, fresh out of the villa from Love Island All Stars. How are you doing, Tyler?
I'm good, Bobby. How are you? Can you hear me, yeah?
I can hear you, mate. Thank you so much for joining me again. I've obviously interviewed you in the past. It's lovely to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Looking well, mate.
Yes.
Mate, let's talk.
I don't feel it. I'll tell you that for free.
Tyler, fresh out the villa. How was this experience this time around for you?
It was different, Bobby, if I'm being honest with you. I don't know. It's because everyone kind of knows each other.
Yeah.
And everyone's got history. So it's not like when I went in the first time and, you know, you don't know anyone and you're kind of just, everyone's on the same like level playing field. It was kind of different this time around, but it was still good though. I still enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Time one or time two better for you? I guess very different as you say, but what was your favourite? Was it more organic the first time when everyone was strangers
100%. It was more organic the first time. Do you know what? If I'm being honest, Bobby, I'll say time one.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll say time one.
Oh, do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know the way you picked Kaz when you went in the second time round? Why did you choose Kaz? Because that was kind of a shock to everybody, wasn't it? Because you were together in the first series.
Yeah, I think the reason why I picked her was because we have history. I haven't spoken to her. You know, that's the first time I've seen her and spoken to her in about 2 years. Wow. So I felt as though there needed to be conversations in the initial instance.
Yeah.
So imagine I went in, right, and picked someone else, and then immediately afterwards was like, oh, and by the way, Kaz, like, do you want to have a conversation? She would have been like, nah, like...
Yeah, it looks sore.
So true. And at least you're not...
I mean, so I think it was more so like a respect thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First and foremost. Because I just... If the shoe was on the other foot and she done that to me, I'd be thinking, nah, I don't even want to speak to you. Like, nah.
Do you think it might have got her hopes up a bit that you could have rekindled a flame there?
Yeah, little heartbreaker, you, Tyler. Breaking all the hearts out there.
Maybe, but I mean, with these things, you've got to roll the dice in these kind of situations. That's the thing with the recoupling speech. I didn't want to make it too long and too intricate and too heartfelt because I didn't want to lead her down the wrong path.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, I didn't want to make it too cold. Because, you know, I haven't spoken to her, emotions were, you know, still may have been there or may not have been there. So it was kind of like a lose-lose situation.
It's a hard one to gauge, isn't it?
Yeah, 110%.
Ty, there's rumours going around though, mate, and I know you're going to give me the tea because we love you on Access All Areas. there's rumours circulating that you and Kaz might be getting back together. Is this true? Now, feel free to give me an exclusive here, Tyler.
I've been hearing them too, I must say, and I've seen a few like TikToks and all of
and
that.
Ellen's
of you guys
a top
been...
journalist, so I'm... what she yeah. don't know.
I know. I'm a fly on every wall.
Yeah.
But you know what? If I'm being honest, right? So
please be.
And I are really close friends. You know, we have a good relationship, and you know, like, it's hard to put into words how close we are and the dynamic of our relationship.
Is that friends with benefits, Tyler? Can I ask?
Nah, not really. You know?
Not really. Nah, are you giving her one on the DL?
Not really is definitely not
really
a no.
Not really means
that's
yeah.
not a no.
Yeah, you ain't just going down Nando's.
You know what? We talk quite frequently.
Okay.
We talk quite frequently. Mm, like we're always WhatsApping. Like if we want to meet up, we can. But we're not putting it out there like that. You know, we're just chilling. We're just chilling.
Is that you politely saying, Bob, stop with these questions? Something might be going down on the DL. And it's because there's no shame in something not being serious.
Exactly.
We can all have fun in life. It's 2024 now.
Also, if you want to dating, but they don't want us to know.
And that's fine.
That's
but
okay.
this is Access All Areas. And Bobby Norris wants to know the time. And what time is it, Tyler? Are you and Kaz friends with benefits? Has anything happened post Villa?
Do you know what?
No, I don't. I'm asking you. I love you, Ty. I love you. But I want an exclusive.
Not really. Nah, not really.
Not really.
But let's just leave it there. Not really.
Okay, yeah, I've got to be a respectful man. I know what that means.
Not really is just, it's not a no. So I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with that. And Tyler, by his smile, looks like he's happy with that.
Yeah.
Kaz is a lovely girl, so I'm sure she was happy with that. So,
do you know what, Bobby? She's actually such a gentle soul.
Oh, yeah, I love her. I did a show with her.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
What show did you do?
Celebrity Karaoke. Yeah. They don't call me the Essex Adele for nothing, Tyler. But enough about me. Slash George Michael, God rest his soul. So now you're back. Obviously, not everyone was from your initial series, obviously, being All-Stars, being a fan of the show, watching other series, but you've got back to the UK. Watching, whether it's just on social or going onto the internet and watching episodes, how do you think that show and people that you've lived, because I'm always intrigued, when you live with someone for 24 hours a day, you see one version of them. But you don't know what's going to make it to the final show. You don't know what's going to happen in the edit room, what's going to end up on the cutting room floor. Are you shocked by what's made it to the final episodes?
Yeah, I think when everyone knows what they're signed up for, right?
Of course.
So everyone's done it before. There could have been instances where the edit's shown them in a different light and they didn't mean certain things a certain way. So, you know, like, for example, Georgia Steele, she's a lovely girl. I had Georgia's back. Know from the day I walked in, you know, I know exactly what she's about. She's such a gentle soul as well. And I think, you know, like some of the ways that maybe she was portrayed and some of the situations that she maybe handled that people perceived as handled wrong, it's kind of unfair because, as you said before, it's 24 hours that you spend in there. It's not just an hour that the public see, right? And I was seeing a lot of things online about her and stuff like that. And I didn't really think it was fair. But again, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Cool.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, as I said before, like we all knew what we signed up for.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a risk of, you know, getting an edit that's less favorable.
Yes.
To what you want. But you just got to kind of roll with the punches, I guess.
And that's the gig. When you're going, especially because it's no one's first time, it's no one's first rodeo, do you know what I mean? So everyone knows what time it is when they're going in there.
Totally.
I'm always intrigued, and I mean, I love a bit of Love Island, but I do think, and obviously I interview a lot of you guys on my show, I think as time goes on, and the same as I've just said, Peggy from Married at First Sight, I think when these shows first started, 99% of the people going onto them really were genuine. They either wanted to marry a stranger and have a lovely old time. Not saying people don't now, but I think as time goes on, people know the coup and they try and get brand deals, followers on social media. They all want a little bit of blue tick. And I think Love Island goes on now, people know it ain't a fucking bad career move.
No.
So going in there round two and seeing people have already done it, was there any game players? Is there anyone that you think went in for the second time for more followers, for another shot at the In the Style deal or Pretty Little Thing or a Boo collab?
I don't know. I think like before, because obviously I was a bombshell.
Yeah.
Before going in, you kind of look at people, like, you know, you come across certain people at events and whatnot. So, you know, kind of what they're like and what they're about. And then I guess you have a perception of people once you watch the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But honestly, Bobby, when I went in there, everyone seemed so genuine and, you know, all for like sort of like the same goal of actually finding someone and going through the process. That I couldn't really name one person on there that I think, you know, wasn't genuine and was in there for the followers and, you know, the deals and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I got on with everyone. Everyone seems, as I said, they was working towards the same goal. So I, not really, you know, but before going in, you definitely look at some people and you're like, ooh, are you really in there for the right reasons? But as I said, you know, when you go in, it's totally different.
Can you clock the thirsty people? Not all stars, but after your series, when you're sat on the sofa with your Maltesers or your Jaffa Cakes, whatever you eat, do you sit there and do you think, thirsty?
Yeah.
Because I think I'll be honest, but maybe it's because I've done 10 plus years on reality TV. I know what the coup is.
You know the score, Bobby.
I know. So I can tell when someone's playing a game. Yeah. And I think the audience, you don't have to be someone that's done a decade and a bit in reality TV to know that.
Yeah.
And I think audiences aren't stupid now. Reality TV is no longer the new kid on the block.
No.
People at home, you've got to give them more credit. They're not fucking Dolly Dimple. Simple, by the way, if you ain't from London.
But this is the thing, Bobby, like, because it's been around for so long, like, you think how many seasons Love Island's had, right?
Yeah.
People start to cotton on to people, mm-hmm. you know? I think at the beginning, you don't really know people's personality. So you could kind of put it down to, oh, this could just be how they are. You know, they're not acting up for the cameras. This is literally how they are as a person. But then as the weeks go on, you kind of see their personality and they're kind of acting out of character. Or if they go on the second time to All Stars, you're like, hang on a minute, you're not really like this. So why all of a sudden?
Yeah, it starts looking a bit bait and a bit fish. Ty, honestly, I hate to cut you off, mate, because you know I love you. We're brothers from other mothers. thank you so much for joining me on Access All Areas. I'd love to get you in the studio again. I always love interviewing you. You're a lovely guy. I love that you've had a great time. Send my love to Kaz. Sure you will, because I love her. I bet she's in the spare room right now or on the sofa.
That's why it's blurred out.
That's why it's blurred the background. But Ty, love you. Thank you, mate. Always a pleasure. Ellen, thank you.
Thank you, darling. Always a pleasure.
And guys, thank you for listening. We will be back next week with all the celebrity tea and giving you access to all areas. Until then, bye, guys.
Bye.